somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them. You tell them, you just go ahead and...
Go ahead and help yourself, then wait till it come around.
Okay. So I say, so then he went ahead and what himself?
He went ahead and waited on himself, passed it on around.
Uh-huh. He what himself to the potatoes.
Yeah. Huh?
He went ahead
and helped himself.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I say, I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already what himself.
He'd already helped himself, then he passed him around.
Do you ever hear people say, hope himself? He'd already hope himself?
No, I didn't know yet, but they already helped themselves.
Uh-huh. And if you decide not to eat something, you'd say, no, thank you, I don't.
Don't care about it.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
Served a second, leftovers.
Uh-huh. Or you've done what to it? It's been...
You've done warmed it over.
Uh-huh. And you put food in your mouth, and then you begin to...
Chew.
And you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat, and he couldn't...
Couldn't swallow it.
And say if someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
Put away his food.
And food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a...
Between meals.
Uh-huh. You'd call that a what?
Between meal lunch.
Uh-huh.
It's a lunch.
And say you might take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg or something and make a sort of a sweet liquid you could pour over pudding or...
Yeah.
What would you call that?
It is some kind of sauce.
Uh-huh.
That they pour over it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What about something that's kind of like a fruit pie, only it's got several layers of fruit, maybe apples or peaches, and dough in it? You call that a...
Pie.
Or an apple...
Apple pie, or whatever it is.
Do you ever hear deep apple pie, or apple cobbler, or...
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, now, them cobblings. Now, I don't know. I used to hear people talk about them cobblings.
Uh-huh.
But they are a cobbling. What I would think now, would you make dumplings and put in your bags and stuff? That's a cobbling.
Mm-hmm.
And when you make it and put it in your plate and put your pie on it, that's a pie. Put your crust on it, that's a pie.
Uh-huh.
That's what I always call that.
And say if something that it's made out of ground up corn, you eat it for breakfast?
Grits?
Uh-huh. What else is like grits? Made out of corn, maybe not ground up as fine.
There's grits and it's all that, both of us made out of corn.
Uh-huh. Do you hear hominy?
Hominy.
Uh-huh. What's the difference?
They just ain't much. A hominy is a little bit finer.
Uh-huh. What about something that's is a kind of grain that's white and it grows in South Louisiana? It needs a lot of water to grow.
Rice.
Mm-hmm. And something that's kind of thick milk, you call that?
Thick milk?
Uh-huh. When you take the milk and let it sit and get thick, then you call it?
Clabber.
Uh-huh. What can you make from the clabber?
Oh, I used to love to cook with clabber.
Mm-hmm.
Make my biscuits and cornbread with my clabber.
Uh-huh.
And that good clabber and pour me some syrup in there, molasses, what we always call it, and get me a piece of cornbread, and that was good. I love my clabber.
Is there any kind of cheese or something?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
There's a clabber cheese, you know. You make that cheese out of it. You let it curdle, you see, and you put it in a bag and let all that whey drop out of it, you know. Curdle cheese or something. Uh-huh.
Anything else that was called?
I don't know right now, but that's what I always called it.
What's the first thing you have to do after milking?